say it's a joy to be here this morning. It truly is. We've had y'all in our hearts for quite some time and just never been able to make it happen, I guess, whatever it is. Not fully got liberty, or we've been having a lot of problems with Wyatt, running fevers and things like that, and he's had some stomach problems and all that, but I'm thankful to be here this morning. I truly am. Y'all got a special place in our heart. I don't know why. Y'all just mean the world to us. I know y'all have been in this journey with us the whole time and prayed for us, and I don't know. I may just have to testify for a minute this morning. My heart's full. I don't know. I'm nervous, and yet I'm calm at the same time. It's weird. I don't know. There's probably never been a time that I've got behind this book board, and I feel like I've had less than I do right now, but I'm thankful to be here. I truly am. I just want to trust the Lord and mind the Lord this morning, but I'm thankful. I don't know why I was sitting there thinking that Wall of Prayer is probably one of my favorite songs, if not my favorite song in that. I love that song. I lived that song when I was lost, and that there were those that prayed for me and kept the wall up for me until I found a way to the Lord that I could pray for myself and that. But I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful that it works that way, and that when I'm weak, that those that are around us can pray for us and help us. Folks, we need each other in that. We truly do. I don't know. I got nothing but a thought this morning and a little bit of scripture to go with it, and that's all I got. And if I just have to read it to you and sit down, that's all I'm going to do. But I need your prayers this morning. I really do. But I was sitting there thinking as they were singing, I don't know why this thought come to me, but I was just sitting there thinking, y'all are blessed here with a lot of little ones, but I was sitting here thinking of all the times that I've sat on that pew and I've been bitter, and that even at our home church, I've been bitter watching the young ones go by when it should have brought me joy to see them in the church house because we didn't have our own. But what a joy it is to me now that we've got Wyatt in that, and I can see clearly in that and see through all the hate that I had in my heart before in that, and it's a joy and a blessing to be able to see him. But I was sitting there thinking, out of all the young ones in this church, when they cry and they whine or they ooh and they ah or they say this or say that, I can hear mine, and I know exactly without a shadow of a doubt that he's mine in that, and he's the one. But I begin to sit here and think that any time that we can be in a room crowded full of people, he can hear his mama's voice or my voice, and he knows exactly who we are in that. And I begin to think about the Lord in that. The Lord knows us in that. He knows our voice. When we cry out, he knows exactly who we are in that, and I'm thankful for that. But it works just the other way in that, just the same way that he knows our voice. I'm thankful that you know the voice of the Lord, whether you know him or not this morning. I don't know. You know when the Lord speaks to your heart, whether you're lost or you're saved. You know whether or not it's the Lord speaking to your heart in that. I don't know. I'm just thankful this morning. I truly am. I'm just thankful to be here. I'm going to try to calm down in that and try to read to you what's on my heart. I don't know what we're going to do or what we're going to say with it, but we didn't get this thought until last night at about 9 o'clock. And it's my desire, maybe you guys will just get it as we get it, I don't know, but I'm just thankful to be here this morning. If you got your Bibles, we're going to read two chapters in that, one chapter out of the book of John and one chapter out of the book of Romans, and the 14th chapter of the book of John and the 6th chapter of the book of Romans, and we're going to trust that maybe the Lord can tie it all together, and we're just going to do our best in that to try to get ourselves out of the way. I do have a desire to preach to you this morning, I truly do, but in the 14th chapter of the book of St. John, I'm just going to read the whole chapter. The Bible says, "Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe in me, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whither I go, ye know, and the way ye know. Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also, and from henceforth ye know him and have seen him. Philip saith unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it sufficeth us. Jesus said unto him, Have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that has sent me He that has seen me has seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, show us the Father? Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me. He doeth the works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for thy very work's sake. Verily, verily, I say unto you, that he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name's sake, that will I do, and the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. If ye love me, keep my commandments. I will pray, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another Comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it is him, it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth in you, and ye and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more. But ye shall see me, because I live. Ye shall live also. And that day ye shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. He that hath my commandments keepeth and keepeth them. He it is that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself unto him. Judas said unto him, not Iscariot, Lord, how is it that thou wilt manifest thyself unto us and not unto the world? And Jesus answered and said, if a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him. And he will come unto me and make our abode with him. And he that loveth me not keepeth not my sayings, and the word which ye hear is not mine, but the Father's which sent me. These things have I spoken unto you, being yet present with you. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Ye have heard how I said unto you, I go away and come again unto you. If you love me, ye would rejoice, because I said I go unto the Father, for my Father is greater than I. And now I have told you before it come to pass, that when it is come to pass, ye might believe. Hereafter I will not talk much with you, for the prince of this world cometh, and hath nothing in me. But that the world may know that I love the Father, and as the Father gave me commandment, even so I do. Arise, let us go hence. And in the sixth chapter of the book of Romans, we're going to just read the entire chapter. It's not very long. And then we're just going to do our best to get ourselves out of the way. The Bible says, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? That grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death? Therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in the newness of life. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall all be also in the likeness of his resurrection, knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. For he that is dead is freed from sin. Now if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him, knowing that Christ, being raised from the dead, dieth no more. Death hath no more dominion over him, for in that he died unto sin once, but in that he liveth unto God. Likewise reckon ye also yourselves to be dead, indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that ye should obey it in the lust thereof. Neither yield ye your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. For sin shall not have dominion over ye, for ye are not under the law, but under grace. What then? Shall we sin because we are not under the law, but under grace? God forbid. Know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants are ye to whom ye obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness? But God be thanked that ye were the servants of sin, but ye have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered to you.
Being then made free from sin, you became the servants of righteousness. After I speak after the manner of men because of the infirmity of your flesh, for as ye have yielded yourselves members, servants to uncleanness and to iniquity, even so now yield your members servants to righteousness unto holiness. For when ye were the servants of sin, ye were free from righteousness. What fruit had ye then in those things whereof ye are now ashamed? For the end of those things is death. But now being made free from sin and become servants to God, ye have your fruit unto holiness and the end everlasting life. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And that's all we feel like reading this morning. I'm going to do our best just to get ourselves out of the way. This morning, if our throat will hold up, and if not, we'll just mind the Lord, whatever we got to do this morning. But I'm thankful to be here. I don't know, we just got a small thought on our heart, and this scripture is what we felt like reading this morning. But we were sitting there last night working on some schoolwork in that, trying to finish our master's program. But a thought come by our way. We were thinking about maybe all the things that have been going on in our life in that. We began to think about that. We had to have our blood work redone here a little while back, a few days ago in that. And I've teetered on the fence for a long time as a pre-diabetic, I guess, if you'd have it. And I got my blood work drawn again, and my numbers came back. And I guess I'm now technically what you'd consider a type 2 diabetic in that. And I have known for a long time that I should have been doing better or whatever it might be. But I hadn't been, and it's caught up with me in that. So I've had to make some changes in my life in that. And it's a lot harder on me now than it was before to try to make these changes in that. But I found myself in a position to where I had to do these things unwillingly in that to help myself in that when I could have been doing them willingly in that, and it would have been a lot better. It's a lot better to cut out the things you enjoy of your own free will than to be forced to do it, I guess, if you'd have it. But I began to think in that there's this old saying that everybody talks about and everybody's always said, maybe ignorance is bliss, or what you don't know can't hurt you in that. But I began to think, and the thought came by my way of what you don't know can hurt you in that, and it probably will hurt you in that. I spent a lot of time trying to act like ignorance was bliss, knowing that I should have done better in that, and it caught up to me in that. Now I'm in a position where I've got to deal with it, and that, folks, what you don't know can hurt you, and it will hurt you in that. I began to think my desire this morning is to preach to the lost in that. I don't know your heart, and I don't know the heart of anybody in here. I don't know whether you're lost or whether you're saved, whatever it might be this morning, but what you don't know can hurt you, and it will hurt you if you leave this earth and that without knowing the Lord. So I read this scripture to you this morning in that you've got no excuse in that to say that you don't know the way in that. The only way to the Father, the only way into heaven is through Jesus Christ in that this morning. You've got to have the blood applied to your heart in that if you're ever going to make it in this life. I'm thankful for the time that the Lord came by my heart and made a way for me in that. But I'm thankful that I found myself in some places in this life and that where I knew to go straight and I knew to do the right thing, and I've went left and I've went right in that. And I'm thankful that in those times, if you'd ever just do what the Lord would have you to do, it's a lot easier to come back to Him in that. But we try to say that ignorance is bliss. We try to say, well, I'll just ignore it, or I didn't know any better. But folks, it's a lot harder on us to find our way back unto the Lord when we find ourselves off that straight and narrow way. I'm thankful. It says that wide is the gate in that that leadeth unto destruction, because it's easier that way in that. On the flesh, it's easier for us to let the flesh win and go and let it have its way. It's a lot harder and a straighter and narrow way for us to follow the Lord in that and walk that straight and narrow path. It's not just going to be easier because it's the straight path in that. I'm thankful that the straight path ain't always the easier path, folks, but it's the only way you're ever going to make your way into heaven. I'm thankful that what you don't know can hurt you, and it will hurt you. So it's my desire this morning, if you don't hear nothing else from me, if you die and leave this world without knowing the Lord as your personal Savior, you will die and split the gates of hell wide open in that. Folks, it takes more than just knowing about the Lord. I knew about the Lord before the Lord saved my soul. I knew that I should have been doing this and I should have been doing that, but I didn't know the Lord, if you'll have it. I didn't have a personal relationship with the Lord. I knew a lot about Him, but I didn't know Him in that. I'm thankful that the relationship had not yet been made, folks. But I'm thankful that a time came in my life when the Lord spoke to my heart, when they had prayed and strengthened those walls around me, that it finally got to the point where the walls that they were praying around me had collapsed on me and had closed me in so tight I couldn't move. I couldn't do anything. I had to do something about it, and I'm thankful that they never stopped praying for me. And I found myself at an old-fashioned altar, and that before the Lord, I heard a song this morning on the way up here, and that that said that you're going to have to find the Lord at the end of yourself if you'll have it in that. You're going to have to find the Lord with a shovel in your hand if you'll have it in that, because you've got to be willing to bury yourself in that, all the sins of this flesh. You've got to be willing to put everything of yourself behind you and follow the Lord. That's the only way you're going to meet the Lord. You will never find the Lord in that if you try to hold on to yourself. And that is going to take you surrendering everything and that to find the Lord. And I'm thankful that the morning that I did that, in that, I realized the Lord didn't want everything that I had. The Lord didn't want everything that was mine. The Lord didn't want everything that made me me to take it away from me and make me some version of myself I never recognized or never realized. The Lord just wanted me in that. And the Lord took all those things and He molded them and He made them into the person that I am today. In that, and I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful. I feel like everybody has reservations about this thing because they're scared of what they're going to have to give up or scared about what they're going to have to do or whatever, folks. Don't worry about none of that, folks. The Lord took care of every bit of that in an instant for me when I came down and met the Lord. And everything that I used to find pleasure in was replaced with things that I now find joy and happiness in that. There's a difference in joy and there's a difference in happiness in that. And I'm thankful for that, folks. I'm blessed to work now in the school system, and I teach ninth graders. Try to teach them algebra. I try to teach them a subject that they just won't have. They hate math in that. And I'm thankful. You know, it's real similar to trying to preach in that to a lost and dying world, because the world wants nothing to do with the Lord. The Lord is unpopular if you'll have it. The scripture tells them there that, I believe it might be the next chapter in John, I'm not sure, but they're going to hate them because they hated the Lord first in that. The world's going to hate us because we love the Lord, but their hate's not really toward us. It's they hate the Lord in that. And it's the same way in the classroom a lot of times. They'll come into my classroom each and every time in that, and they're all in a bad attitude, got a bad mood because they got to learn math in that. And I do everything I can to overcome it, but it's hard for me to overcome in that. It's not me that they don't like. It's the math that they don't like. Folks, it's not you that they don't like. It's the Lord in you that they don't like in that. But the good thing about it is, when we know the Lord, that testimony, it don't always have to be spoken for it to work on people in that. If you'll live a life before Him in that that's pleasing unto God, they'll know the error of their ways in that. One of the things that drives me up the wall, I guess, if you have it working where I work, is somebody will slip up and say a cuss word around me or something, and they'll say, oh, I'm sorry, bro, God, I didn't mean to say that. I'm not the one that judges them, folks. It's the Lord that does that, but I'm thankful at least in that moment. Whether they're trying to be funny or whatever it might be, they know without a shadow of a doubt that there is a better way. They might just not be living it yet. They might not be walking it yet, but I'm thankful that there is a better way. I'm thankful that I'm on the better way, that I found the better way. I'm thankful for that, folks. It's the only way you're ever going to make it. I'm thankful. I see a lot of things on a daily basis in that within that school building that breaks my heart. Everything ain't always sunshine and rainbows, and your neighbor ain't always got it better than you, despite what their house might look like, despite how green their grass is. You don't never know what's going on in somebody's life. And folks, if I could tell you half the things that I've come into contact this year with this year throughout teaching my students and some of the things that I've learned, it would break your heart in that. Some of the stuff that these kids go through this day and time. Folks, it ain't like it was years ago. Times are different in that, and people have to overcome so much in that of their life before they're ever able to realize that they need to let it go and trust the Lord, folks. Our young people are going through things that we never had to go through, and I'm not an old man by no means, but folks, I went to high school at the same school that I teach at, and it is an entirely different place than it was 10 years ago. These kids are going through things every single day that will break your heart in that. And we just want to turn a blind eye and say, ignorance is bliss. Oh, I didn't hear that. It ain't my problem. Let somebody else deal with it. I might not be able to help that student physically in their home life, emotionally, whatever it might be. I'm not equipped. I'm not the school counselor. I'm not supposed to give them advice and help them in ways like that. But you know what I can do? I can't get down on my knees every single night, or when I have time to stop and pray, and I can pray for them and pray that the Lord would help them. And I can live a life before them that they'll know that Mr. Arp's got something different. And that they might open the door, folks. I have been blessed this year. I've had a couple doors open in that. I've had some students ask me some questions in that. And I've been able to tell them about the Lord. I'm thankful for that. I've got some students in my class that love the Lord in that. I had one girl ask me just the other day if I could open my door early so that she could go in the room with an Expo marker and write Bible verses on all the desks in that. And I let her do it. And all day long, kids would ask questions. What's going on? Why is this on my desk? Why is this on my desk? And whether I answered them or not, I'm thankful that they still had an opportunity to read some scripture that day. Amen. That the Lord might be able to speak to them. And it wasn't even my doing. It was a ninth grade girl in class that was willing to do something for the Lord. But we want to act like it's such a burden to serve the Lord. That wall of prayer song sums this entire thing up so perfectly in that. We're supposed to stand instead for each other, folks. That's what we're called to do in that. To spread the gospel. To spread the love of Jesus Christ in that. To love our fellow man. But how many times do we act like it's just a burden and we don't want to do what the Lord would have us to do, whether how small or how big it is? We're called to be the children of God in that. And what a blessing it is to be able to serve the Lord in that. But how many times do we just turn the other shoulder or turn the other cheek or turn a blind eye to the things that are happening that we know are wrong, or to those people that we know are struggling, but we say, well, I got my own problems and I got my own things to deal with. I ain't worried about nobody else. Folks, if the whole world lived like that, folks, if Jesus Christ himself had that same mentality, where would we be? We would be lost and doomed to a devil's hell. But I'm thankful that Jesus didn't live his life like that. Folks, Jesus was just as much human as he was God. He had to deal with the same temptations of the flesh, the same things that we go through each and every day. But he lived a perfect life and he overcame it all. There's no way within myself that I know that I'll ever be perfect. But I'm thankful that Jesus Christ lives within me. And he is perfect. And I'm thankful that if I'll ever just let him have his way, then I can live my life as close to perfection as I can. But I'm thankful that even if I don't, that he is within me. And the scripture tells us that he's the one that's going to go to the Father on my behalf. I don't have to make my case to God when I die and leave this earth and try to say every good thing that I've done and balance it in the scales of all my sins and all the good things that I've done because it will never pan out. But I'm thankful that Jesus Christ lives within my heart. He is the one that will balance the scales. If you'll have it, he'll tip them in my favor if you'll have it. He's the one that makes the intercession unto God for us in that. And he's the one that is sitting in that straight gate. He is that gate in that, if you'll have it, Jesus Christ. He is the door. The scripture tells us that. And the only way that you're ever going to make it in is with the Lord. Amen. Folks, if the Lord speaks to your heart and lets you know that you're lost, you can run from it. I did for about a year. The Lord loves us enough to give us that choice, if you'll have it. This thing is based on free will. In that, the scripture talks about in that being servants unto your masters in that, but that how we're not servants unto the Lord because we are his friends in that, because the servant has no idea what the master's doing. The servant has no idea of the will of the master in that. Jesus tells us that we are his friends because we do know, and that he does tell us that of the will of the Father. We do know those things in that. I'm thankful for that. I truly am, to be a servant unto the Lord. But we have this free will. And I think a lot of times we get hung up and we don't want to get saved, especially if you get saved at an older age because you feel like you're going to have to give up your free will. But folks, I've still got free will about me. I've still got the ability to choose whichever way I want to go within this flesh if I want to. But I'm thankful the Lord set it up that way, because how much sweeter is it when we just choose the Lord? in that, the blessing that comes from it. I'm thankful for that. But you know what I'm also thankful for? I'm thankful for mercy in the times that I've not chose the right way. I'm thankful for mercy in the times that I've done my own thing in that. When I've went my way and not the Lord's way. But you know what? There are some consequences that come with that in that. And the mess that you make will be a lot harder to clean up in that. There's been some times when I've been able to walk back unto the Lord. But there's been some times when I've had to come back to the Lord begging and crying and screaming and pleading on my knees, doing all that I can to get back to Him because of the mess that I've made. But you know what's been the same every single time? The Lord's always been right there where I left Him. Folks, the Lord will never leave you, will never forsake you. But He loves us enough to give us that choice. This way has never been forced on anybody. It felt like it was the morning because the Spirit was on me so strong. I felt like I didn't have a choice. But it was still my choice to make, if you understand what I'm saying. I don't know your heart. I don't know where you're at. But we make excuses for a lot of things. I've heard all kinds of excuses from my students. My dog ate my homework. My dog ate my warm-up paper. I even had a girl tell me she ate her warm-up paper. We got all kinds of excuses, folks. But you will not be able to come up with an excuse that is good enough to talk your way out of going to hell if you die without knowing the Lord. I don't know no other way to put it this morning. My desire is to preach to the lost. And if you saved, it ought to be a rejoicing message because you ain't got to die and go to hell. I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful I don't have to die and go to a devil's hell. But it's been hard, folks. I'll be honest with you. Being a preacher in that, and none of my family on my side goes to church in that. They don't hardly have anything to do with us anymore. They look at us sideways. They act funny. They do this. They do that. But you know what? Every bit of that's worth it in that. If they treat me like that from now until the day I die, at least they know that there's something about me that was different in that. There's something about me that they didn't have. And yeah, their flesh don't like it. But if they could ever get themselves out of the way in that and come to know the Lord, what a rejoicing there could be in that. They just don't see it. I long for it. One of the biggest things I long to see happen in my life. I used to love seeing Earl and Dillard in the church in that. And what a blessing it used to be. But I just began to think about what a blessing it would be if I could have that same relationship with my brother in that. If it was me and my brother in that, sitting on the front pew in that, doing what the Lord would have us to do. I don't know why I've always thought about that, and I don't know if I'll ever get to see it happen in my life. But it's my desire to have that happen and that to see it happen. But I'm thankful that through the Lord I've got some brothers and sisters in Christ in that I didn't have before. And I'm thankful for that. I truly am. We make all kinds of excuses, folks. But you will never make an excuse good enough to make it okay to die and leave this world without knowing the Lord. If you die without Jesus, there is no way for the intercession to be made between you and the Lord, you and God. There is no way. Jesus is the intercessor in that, and I'm thankful for that. He's the only way. The only way. I don't care how many good deeds you've done. I don't care how good of a person you think you are in that. I'm sure the law was filled with many and many a people that kept the law to a jot and a tittle, the best of their ability. They weren't able. That's why we needed Jesus. But I'm sure that there's those that did everything that they could within their power, and it still wasn't enough. It still was not enough to get them into heaven. Jesus is the only way that you're ever going to make it. He's the only way, folks. I don't know no other plain or more simple way to put it. If the Lord speaks to your heart, I'm thankful that I know my son's voice, but my son also knows my voice. And one thing that was such a blessing to me when he was born, everything that we prayed for so long, the Lord blessed us with. Mallory wanted to have him without having to have a C-section. The Lord blessed her. And we found out after the fact that she should have never been able to have him because of the way that her body was shaped. It was unlikely that she was going to be able to have him in that. But the doctor wanted to give her the chance, so he let her try. And he had this look of surprise on his face when he started coming out, and we figured out that's why. The Lord let her have him. She wanted to be able to nurse him. The Lord let her nurse him in that. But one of the things that was such a blessing for me when he was born in that, while she was getting taken care of, he was over there. They were taking care of him. He was crying and screaming in that. And I tried my best before he was born to talk to him every night. And he was crying and screaming and pitching a fit. And I got to walk over there and whisper some words in his ear. And he recognized my voice in that from before he was ever born. And that he knew who I was. He knew that I was his daddy. And it calmed him down, folks. The Lord is the same way with you. If you don't know the Lord in that, the Lord still knows your voice if you'll call out unto him in that. And how sweet it'll be when you answer that of the call. And to get to talk to him for the first time as a born-again child of God. Folks, there's a difference in that. I learned a lot after the Lord saved my soul. I got to look back on all the stupid things that I had done in my life and how the Lord kept me safe. I got to see all the times that the Lord was working on me, even as a lost man in that, trying to get me to where I needed to be. I never in a million years would have dreamed that the Lord would have called me to preach in that. But this was all part of his plan. And it got me to where I needed to be. Folks, the Lord has a plan for you in your life. And if you're lost, there's no way that you're ever going to find joy and fulfillment in this life unless you get saved and let the Lord show you what it is that you're supposed to be doing. You know the voice of the Lord. This way was made for all men and women, right? This way was made for everybody. And I don't believe that there is ever a time that you can die and leave this world without having an opportunity to be saved in that. If you do, you're safe and secure within the Lord. Y'all know what I'm trying to say. What I'm trying to say is, we can try to say ignorance is bliss, and we can try to say that we didn't know. But you know when the Lord speaks to your heart. There's nothing like it. You know your Father's voice, whether you're lost or you're saved. So what I'm trying to tell you is, you can try to say ignorance is bliss, and you can try to say what you don't know won't hurt you. But it can and it will, and you will find yourself in a devil's hell if you don't do something about it. That's what I feel like telling you this morning. That's about as far as I feel like going. I'm thankful for what I can feel in my heart. I'm thankful for the liberty that I felt. I'm thankful for your prayers, but I'm just thankful for the Lord in that. I'm thankful that the Lord can come on the scene and can make all things right. I don't know where you're at. It wasn't my desire to come this way and get on you, but if you know the Lord, I wasn't getting on you anyway. It's my desire to preach to the lost in that. That's what the Lord called me to do. And it's my desire that I can do or say something every time I stand, every time I do anything in my life, every time that I open my mouth, that I can do something that's pleasing unto the Lord. It don't always happen. And there's times that I've had to repent and ask the Lord to forgive me. We're all human. We can't live a perfect life. But if we can put our faith and our trust and our hope in the one that's inside of us that is perfect, our lives will go a lot smoother. I didn't say easier, but they'll go a lot smoother than that. I'm thankful everything that me and Mallory went through. I always used to get up here and say that if it can help somebody else go through what we're going through, then it's worth it, and it absolutely is. But I'm thankful every child that's born is a blessing and a miracle. But I'm thankful that my son is a living, breathing testimony unto God's grace and God's love and his mercy towards us. That God saw where we were at, that we were struggling and saw fit to bless us. And I'm thankful that he is hope, that God hears our prayers. I'm thankful for that. Thankful for this church. Thankful for your prayers. I love each and every one of you from the bottom of my heart. I truly do. I thank you for praying for me this morning, but I feel like that's about as far as I need to go. Folks, simple message this morning. What you don't know can hurt you, and it will hurt you. Give it enough time. You die and leave this world without knowing the Lord. The damage is already done. It's too late.
There will be no opportunity when you lay your head down, folks. We don't know if we're even promised tomorrow. I don't know if I'm promised to make it home today, but what I do know that I am promised is that I've got a home in glory in that with the Lord, because I've been saved and that the blood's been applied to my heart. I don't know where your heart's at, but that's about as far as I feel like going this morning. If y'all want to get a verse of a song or close out however you see fit, I'll turn it back over.